I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. A couple of pointed questions. One, some people, wow, we just spilled my guts there with Dawn. Who is it that told President Trump, this is your guy to head the FBI? This Ray guy, well, he was the personal attorney for Governor Chris Christie during Bridgegate. So this FBI director, is it the FBI director? Is it Merrick Garland? It's more Merrick Garland, without a doubt, who goes after parents, doesn't go after Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton. The bottom line is this, the inconsistency of all this. So who tweeted this out? And tip of the hat to Matt Rooney for seeing it. I guess he follows him. I don't follow him. Who tweeted this out? This is where we are at this moment on the Trump raid. We got a lot of other things today, too. We have the bloomlet, I'll say, of a Larry Krasner movement in Montgomery County. Wait until you hear this story at 1 o'clock. We have Governor Huckabee coming today. He has a lot of experience with this type of stuff, the raid on Trump, the inconsistency with the Clintons particularly, et cetera. We'll see where we are at that point during the show. But who tweeted this out? DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of the January 6th investigations. Who tweeted that out? That would be Andrew Cuomo tweeted that out. I'm looking how long ago he did that. Yeah, about 9:05 this morning he tweeted that out. And that's exactly where we are. When you're doing something of this magnitude, this historic, this unprecedented is a word you can easily say with this. It is on a president, former president, and still candidate to be. Then you need to hold a news conference. You should have said it for noon today, 10 o'clock today. Show us the warrant. You can redact whatever it is you think you need to redact and move forward. What's the excuse? Well, the excuse will be, no, we can't do that. It would compromise something or other. Well, that opens it up then to people running with this today, that the inconsistency of this, the targets of the FBI. And again, the FBI, you hear even today, you hear the FBI, even someone with the resources of President Trump, the fact former president, the whole thing, and it chills people. It should. You know, the idea, if you can do it to someone like this in this situation, as far as we know, then this is the fear of a police state that's out there. So it's incumbent upon them that they just cannot imagine. I'm looking at some of the celebrity tweets. Mia Farrow, we've crossed the Rubicon. And Mia Farrow, though, Dan tweeted that. She didn't mean we crossed the Rubicon. We're headed toward a police state. She means good. We finally are going after the Mia Farrow.
We crossed the Rubicon.
Come on. That's it. Caesar is on the arrival. We crossed with Mar-a-Lago. The Rubicon runs right through there. All right? So we don't know anything more. We're looking to see when they're going to release more information on this. What was the search warrant for? All right, so they went to a judge. You would think the argument would be that must be consequential. But isn't the ball in the court of the FBI, of the Justice Department, really, to produce the search warrant, what they're looking for, or at least hold a news conference, make a state, or release a statement of the general scope of this, of what this is about? I've even seen some people predict last night there might be raids on other Trump properties. Well, if that type of stuff starts to happen, what this is doing, now, Dan, you and I have these guys on this odds company that does political odds. They're way off today, way off. They increased Ron DeSantis's odds, meaning they're lower, better chance to be the nominee. That's not true at all. As it stands at this moment, this is helping Trump big time. It's up to the FBI to establish now, to answer some of these things. Just allowing it to continue like this, there's a vacuum. And you know how the vacuum is going to be filled. And that's appropriate. It's going to be filled by saying, well, this appears to be just political. What about Hunter Biden? What about the Clintons? What about Epstein? What about DOJ threatening parents? That's the all-time. I mean, that's the all-time that tells us what we're dealing with. In any universe, threatening those parents at school board meetings. So, you know, some people are extreme on this. Everybody's trying to top the other with what is the most extreme metaphor or a combination of things you could say. But it is unprecedented. So what's necessary is for the FBI to come forward. Oh, a compromise of the investing. No. Not in a situation like this. Ron DeSantis has not gained today. President Trump at this moment has gained politically. People that are apolitical, people that were vaguely thinking, well, the time has passed and all that. Now, if it turns out there is something substantial here, and I don't know why I would believe that at this point, well, then things can turn. Then we'll say it. So what I'm saying right now is based on this, it's incumbent on the FBI, and we don't see anything out there. They seized 15 boxes of material for Mar-a-Lago. We don't see anything out there at this point that the FBI is holding a news conference. They're going to make any announcement. They're going to say something substantial here. And until they do that, then it's on the Biden administration. It's on the Justice Department. And they have to, when you're taking these types of steps, particularly given how volatile everything is, this can't be an error in judgment. This can't look political at all. And there's only one way to do that, to tell us why this was necessary. Because there's a big debate going on now. I don't know if we'll see all the paperwork on this. The president can declassify classified material almost by fiat. And Trump may have done that with a lot of these things. Cash Patel, Mike Opeka, thanks, Mike, for noticing on Twitter today and telling me that you've interviewed him recently, and he maintains that President Trump did declassify a lot of the material in question. Now, I'm not sure if he followed all the procedures in doing that or whatever. That'll be another debate. So what is it if they think this is so consequential, they could have appointed a special prosecutor. They could have negotiated harder. They could have gone public and threatened that. When you make a raid, though, you have to stand up. They should have done it yesterday and said, here's the reason why we took this unprecedented step. Don't you have any sense at all that you are feeding? I mean, I'm seeing a column at Red State today telling people, don't take the bait, meaning don't get so revved up you think we're going to have another situation like January 6th. And they start to speculate that's exactly what the left would like headed into the midterms. By the way, I see something at Politico today, of all places, speaking of the midterms, that's good. And this is Politico, which leans slightly left or sometimes more. the partisan, the voter registration and partisan lean of the districts all favor Democrats, it will be a heavy lift for Republicans to flip any of these seats. But Republicans are going after districts now congressionally, seats in the House, that went double digits for Biden because the internal polling tells them they can win in these Biden districts. So here's how I see this. Here's what's happening. People are getting upset, and I understand it. Uh-oh, could the midterms not turn out to be a red wave? Politico's reporting today indicates that it could be a bigger red wave as far as the House. The problem is the Senate candidates. J.D. Vance, Dr. Oz, you know, any number of the Senate candidates are where the problem is. And President Trump, Herschel Walker appears, I mean, the Warnock guy ought to be blown away and, you know, he ought to be beaten easily in Georgia. It's the Senate where they're having trouble. The House looks like it will even be bigger. So what's going to happen? Well, McCarthy yesterday sent another signal publicly, Jim Jordan and others. What's going to happen as a result of this? They're going to be all-out investigations in January when Republicans take over the House, particularly if the numbers are what I think they are. And if this is a flawed investigation, and the FBI hasn't given us any reason to think otherwise, they're not coming public with this, what are we supposed to think? We're supposed to have good faith with an outfit that at best has been inconsistent and a screw-up, and at worst has put just sheer fear with some of their tactics into people they could have taken, Roger Stone, some of these other, you know the whole story of what's going on there. Manafort raiding at 6 in the morning when there's no need to do this. They've been excessive. There's no doubt. So it's on to them, and I hope to tell you some point during the show today, all right, now we have an inkling of what the big picture says this is all about. If we don't, then we fill in the blank that this is more political than consequential, and that is going to just ratchet up support for Trump, congressional candidates. I'm not sure if it bleeds into the Senate races. So the bottom line is, I think Republicans might even win more congressional seats, but sadly, unless they do something, unless there's movement here, a lot of these Senate seats are not happening. You need to take the Senate and the House. The House, there will be a lot of investigation. There'll be a lot of stuff. But if they have the Senate, they can still hold off on a lot of things. That's what's consequential around this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Tell me if you're at that point where I am, which is, all right, produce, the FBI, DOJ. What is the smoking gun here? What is so consequential? If you won't, like now, then this is political. That's what the conclusion is. All right, Dan, side question today. You happened to notice yesterday it was National Rice Pudding Day.
It was.
I just want to tell you a couple of backgrounds. You didn't know what a big fan of rice pudding I am.
No, I didn't.
And you didn't know that the staple food of Horn and Hardutts was rice pudding.
It's
yes,
disgusting.
There we go. Attack. What do you hate more, Horn and Hardutts, the Automat, or Bruce Springsteen? Close call.
Probably Bruce.
All right. Still, yeah, there you go. Yes. Yeah,
because I'm not too sure. It just the idea grosses me out, but I'm a pretty gross person. So,
okay.
You know, I'd probably be a Horn and Hardutt regular, but like the thought of just food sitting there, especially rice pudding. I mean, you're talking like a milk product sitting out for you don't know how long that thing's been out there.
All right. So, it's National
Was
Rice
it warm rice pudding too?
Nah, I don't think rice pudding's usually when they first make it, it could be warm, but it cools pretty quick.
No, I was just asking if they served it at Horn and Hardy.
Oh, no, I don't think it's warm.
Okay,
yeah, it's not.
It makes a little bit better.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Primo has like rice pudding that sits there probably for a little bit. So,
yeah,
and I eat that, so I probably eat Horn and Hardy.
Oh boy, finally, hit us with that all-time food you think doesn't get enough love. In other words, what's that underrated food? I think rice pudding is very underrated.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be so milky. I don't like it all milky, you know. Just a little bit, touch in there, a little cinnamon on top. Oh,
yes. That's so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you have? What do you want to take off the board?
I'm going to take onions off.
Onions?
Yeah. Yeah, onions get hate on a lot. I don't know if it's because they make you cry or people always order no onions. And you have to specifically order them on cheesesteaks. But, like, the best soup around is French onion soup.
So I'm going to take coconut off because we took Roe's nephew out, I and Luke, to play miniature golf in Lansdale, and Luke told me how much he hates coconut. We were there at the table at the ice cream because it's all these little shred coconut.
Yeah, there's a really strong dislike. Like, Maisie hates coconut.
Coconut ought to be on the table of every table in America, I think.
I love coconut.
I love coconut, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm taking coconut off the board.
Doesn't get enough love, Dom.
All right. Foods that don't get enough love in honor of Rice Pudding Day and also the Trump raid produce what the warrant is. At least give us the big picture, whatever you have to redact, whatever you have to do. Why is that not being done? Now, of course, vast segments of the media are not calling to have that done. They're happy with this. They think they finally have caught the coyote here in Trump. They have? Based on what?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, it is Dom time. Just reading Andy McCarthy, who is as savvy as it gets on the raid of President Trump's estates. He says this, in his mind, is clearly more about January 6th than it is about the archives. They're using the archives as a pretext because once they get in there on that pretext, then they can look around for things associated with January 6th. Now, I pretty much believe that President Trump doesn't email, and we're supposed to believe somehow or another he would keep documents that are incriminating in some way, shape, or form about January 6th. That's what the Justice Department thinks. In other words, Andy McCarthy seems to be saying they're going on a fishing expedition. They don't have anything to criminally charge him with when it comes to January 6th. But if they get in there on a technicality, which is disputed, and shouldn't have a raid involved, which is he kept material he shouldn't have kept, it's classified, archives, all that stuff, then they start fishing around looking at other parts of this. And they're going to get a warrant on going in on this archival stuff. A federal judge is giving them a warrant on that. That's why we should see the warrant. We should see the case they made, why that rises to the level. So if all they have, and they can't enunciate that they're going after January 6th, is this is a violation. They got a search warrant to get at the materials that are violative. That's not going to play well at all. they have built up a reservoir of complete inconsistency. Hunter Biden had consequential information prior to the election of 2020. Hillary Clinton and the servers that were compromised, national security, et cetera, the removal of that, the way that she deleted things. People are not forgetting about those things. Not at all. It's constantly a two-tiered system here. So the way that the FBI can move forward on this is to have a news conference and to say or to show or to make a statement of the material that was in the warrant why they had to do this unprecedented step. President Trump did start to drop more hints of running in 2024 right after the FBI raid. So this supports Trump at this point. There's going to have to be something they came up with here. If they strike out on this, this is going to be unforgivable. That's why they seem to be hesitant today. They don't want to come forward. They're pawing through whatever they have, I guess, trying to relate it to January 6th. Andrew Cuomo's tweet. The DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6th investigations. That is Andrew Cuomo. So to speculate, yeah, Fox just put that up. We had it ahead of them by minutes. Andrew Cuomo saying this. Where's the goods? Why not be out there with this? It's their duty to hold a news conference and engage in this. If not, this is not going to go well. That's where we are. All right. Hit us a side question today. Hit us with that all-time food that doesn't get a lot of love. Dan, what's going on in there?
Oh, man. I don't think I've laughed this hard at a tweet in a while. Who was it that just wrote this in? It was Hassan Bin Sober. Let me get some music going for this, Dom. He's talking about we brought up the Rice Pudding Day, National Rice Pudding Day.
Yes.
Hassan Bin Sober writes in, "Hey, Dom, I briefly dated a girl who once asked me to pick up 2 pounds of rice pudding on my way to see her.
What
she sat
hell?
There, ate the entire thing while I watched, not offering me one taste. I was gone in about 15 minutes, and so was I."
Boy, a bad rice pudding story.
Hey, yeah, that bring me over 2 pounds of rice pudding.
2 pounds? I can't even imagine. What is this, a drug deal? 855-839-1210, you get on board. Better Call Saul last night. Oh,
good.
Oh, God. Yes.
I have such FOMO on that series.
We were
missing out.
Coming to a bad end, as we knew. That's the mantra of Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. You don't get out of here. The sins you commit, you're not going to get away with
it. So as a huge Breaking Bad fan, clarify for me a little bit.
Yes.
Are you seeing right now what led up to the beginning of Breaking Bad, or is it going on in conjunction of the events that happened in Breaking Bad, or you're just seeing it from the angle of Saul Goodman?
Yeah, it's more the angle of Saul Goodman, and they had Jesse last night confront Kim in a major scene because Saul Goodman was representing a buddy of Jesse's. I didn't even know it was Jesse till a minute or so into it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, really good. Really well played. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh, man,
it delivers. Yeah, they'll bring home the family business with it, without a doubt.
Not to go further down a rabbit hole here. I watched Terminalist, the first 2 episodes last night.
Okay.
Really good. Like, the critics were way off with this thing, man. It's really well done. It's very, very dark, very grisly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some time jumping that kind of makes things a little bit confusing at first, but that's kind of on purpose, and it kind of works out and tells you why that's on purpose as the series goes on. Really good thing, Terminalist on Amazon.
Right. Chris Pratt, I think it was,
yep.
Now it's up from yesterday, 1.6 billion views streaming.
Minutes, yes.
Yes, that's incredible. And the critics were at a 32, and I think 94, 96 were fans.
It's honestly the rawest look at what I imagine life to be for soldiers coming back from combat.
Yeah, and again, film critics don't get it. There's a whole audience out there. Well, I did see, too, that Top Gun 2. topped Titanic, I think, in box office. And it's on now. Oh, it's the only thing standing between it is the Black Panther.
Wow.
I think that's the only thing left. I don't know if that's number one all time. And how they do that in 2022 dollars and all that. But Top Gun 2 is still churning along. There's a hunger for this that Hollywood still doesn't get. They won't supply enough of it. Kick the superhero movies off. Give us Chris Pratt. Give us Top Gun 2, things like that. I mean, there's an audience for it.
I'm really watching it, too. I'm sitting there wondering, what is so offensive to these wokesters, these woke critics? Like, it's,
yeah,
there's a lot of violence, but is it just because it's Carr? Like, I don't know. Is it the source material that bothers you? Is it because he did a lot of promotions on Fox News and conservative radio?
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. It's a really good series overall, and there's no political undertones that I can grasp from it so far, two episodes in.
Yeah, well, Chris Pratt bothers them tremendously, too. That seems to be it. But this disconnect, and I get why Rotten Tomatoes does it. They have to do it. They want you to see the critics. It's a great service, and they want you to see the public. But the disconnect on certain films is almost hard to believe. And they're usually conservative films or military films or something like that. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Andy McCarthy, I was waiting to see what he wrote on this, saying they're not going after the archives. That's the pretext. There might be a technical violation here and there on that. So if that's the case, they're not going to say they're going after January 6th. You know what's going to happen? The worst of all worlds here with the stinking Justice Department and FBI. They're not going to say anything. And if they don't say anything like this, what the heck do they think people are going to think that are the most egregious sin? To me, I know some people, it's Hillary Clinton and all. I get it. I get the juices, lock her up and all that. When the DOJ and the National School Boards was going to sig them and these, they asked to sig a bunch of government entities on parents showing up at school boards, to me, that's the Rubicon that was crossed. Imagine these little authoritarian petty school boards who for years have been bludgeoning people. Finally, because we saw what the schools were doing, people started showing up at school board meetings and they couldn't take it. They still can't take it. They still just want to shut down freedom of speech. And the FBI, or at least the Department of Justice, was backing them. This Merrick Garland, boy, I get the bitterness. You're not on the Supreme Court, but my goodness. All right, let's go to Peter in Bluebell. Peter's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Peter, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom and Dan. Great show as usual. I think you're going a little soft calling the FBI inconsistent. I think they're...
But wait a minute. They're inconsistent is the biggest charge. Consistency is what you have to be when you have the power they have, Peter, because if you're looking the other way at Hunter Biden, you're going after school board parents, you're raiding Trump without telling us definitively. Yeah, inconsistency means it's a double standard.
I totally agree that they are inconsistent, but what bothers me more is that the FBI got four FISA warrants on fabricated material, which is criminal, put the country through 4 years of this Russia collusion investigation because the FBI fabricated evidence. I'm not disputing that they're inconsistent, but
okay,
they are. Hunter Biden should be in jail. And for all I know, Joe Biden should be in jail, too. But the FBI has no rules right now. They're out of control. They do whatever they want. And this guy, Christopher Wray, I think is, if not worse, just as bad as Comey was.
All right, well put. I got you on that. I think we're in agreement. My point is the way to measure this is to look what they do across the board. The Clinton case is probably the best one on point with this and what's going on here. But the Hunter Biden story is just, and then we're led to believe they'll just slap Hunter Biden on the wrist, if that, after this. All this is doing is triggering And they're aiding and abetting Trump making the point, as he is yesterday and today. They're coming after me because they want to come after you. They want to stifle the fact that you wanted me. That is going to be a compelling argument unless the FBI, Department of Justice, comes forward sooner rather than later and says, show us the warrant. Would a federal judge give them the warrant to go in on the pretense of archive material that was taken? Yeah, I think they might. So that doesn't tell us they have anything serious here. And then once they get in there, they're looking for January 6th stuff because they don't have anything else to go on for January 6th. If that becomes the narrative, if that becomes what we believe, this is going to be hell. This is going to divide more, but it's going to backfire because the people who don't pay attention every day, they're going to say, yeah, I don't want to be afraid of my own government, of the FBI, et cetera. Somebody's got to stop this stuff. 855-839-1210. You get a line. The footage, you know, sometimes, Dan, you and I see this footage and we go, it could happen to anybody. It was just a moment. The footage of Joe Biden unable to find his other sleeve as he's getting off that Marine helicopter is just stunning. There's something clearly wrong, and it's getting worse every day. There is no doubt.
Yeah.
On a roll? Yeah, right. Find your sleeve.
He's on a roll.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Looking for any developments, and the biggest development has to be here. The FBI coming forward. It seems to be, I'm in a camp that thinks they're probing around January 6th. They're not making a frontal attack. They're using the pretense of some inconsequential archive material violation, et cetera, which allows them, they think, the opportunity to get their hands on anything they think relates to January 6th. Now, that would presume that Trump is keeping anything that relates to January 6th. And the more the clock ticks, I guess by tonight, they'll be telling us, well, it's an ongoing investigation. We can't say anything else. That will be what we'll go through with this. That's not going to be effective. Again, if you don't want a divide, if you don't want to have just all hands on deck, then don't engage in stuff like this. Or if you do, you got to produce the search warrant. Andrew Cuomo even tweeting that out in great detail. Okay, it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. Here's Newt Gingrich, Cut 13, Dan, making the case. This is where we are now. This is the other thing they fail to recognize. The average person is thinking, hey, you don't want to be fooling around with the FBI because they drain you. They can have investigating you, threatening you forever. What are you going to do about it? Gingrich making that point. They can do that to a former president and possibly new president. What can they do to the average American? And there's only one answer to that. If you're, well, consistency is one, but two, if you're going to do something like this, you hold a news conference, you got to make your case. You just don't have the power to do whatever the hell you want. You have to make your case in the court of public opinion. Can they make it? Apparently not. Here's what Gingrich said, and I think it's on the mark about how the average person feels about this.
But I think what's even more troubling, and what every American, whether you're Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter, liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. If 30 FBI agents can take over the House of a former president of the United States and probable candidate for president, what can they do to you? And when you look at the Democrats who are trying to add 85,000 IRS agents to the already existing 77,000, that would mean 162,000 IRS agents compared, for example, to 29,000 people that we have on the border trying to control the border. But the purpose of it's simple. They want to control you. These raids, the kind of thing you talked about earlier with taking people off an airplane in chains, having people, a guy standing outside at 3 in the morning in his pajamas, these things are all designed to intimidate.
Absolutely right. Okay, so if there's something here that is of such importance, then you have to step forward and at least give the glimmer of how that's possible. Until they do, it's going to provoke. This is going to be even more intense. And if it stands like it is today, it's going to help Republicans. I told you, Politico today, great, and it's Politico. The polling, Republicans are running all out in congressional districts that Biden won by 10 to 12 points, indicating they think they're going to turn some of those. They're putting a lot of money into it. So what problem are Republicans having at this point? You know what the problem is? It's the senatorial races. It's, for example, how Dr. Oz got picked. And the thing that we have to do is get these senatorial candidates over the finish line. Not going to be easy. Herschel Walker, face it. I mean, he's got a guy you ought to put away easily. Warnock is having trouble. J.D. Vance, same thing. These are not the greatest choices here. The red wave is there. It's just the candidates on the Senate side are in the way. And what's going to come? Well, here's another example of why there's bad faith there, and it just doesn't stop. Pennsylvania election officials are now blaming a spreadsheet for the state's mistake in certifying a county's election results. Now, they're going after the Wolf administration in the dying hours. They're going after three counties in Pennsylvania who, to their credit, refused to count mail-in ballots that didn't have a date on it. It's the law. Look, you know what I've said all along on this. People sacrifice. They stand in line. They make time. They're going to vote on Election Day. If you want to vote by mail-in ballot, then you have to be really careful. If you screw up, oh, well, your vote shouldn't count. Join everybody and show up at the polls. Otherwise, put the date on there. Well, one county that the Inquirer mentions, they didn't include Butler County in their lawsuit. Butler County did not count the places where the votes that didn't have a date on them. So what are they going to do now? They're going to let Butler County go, even though they're holding the other three states, counties, in a lawsuit. People see this and they say, how can I have faith in this election system, both because of corruption and incompetency? And the answer is, you can't. As long as we have the mail-in ballot, this is always going to be inefficient, corrupt, suspect. Republican-leaning Butler County said it would not be canvassing ballots which are not compliant with the statutes of the Commonwealth. So another one is joined now. And they're saying, we're not going to do it, no matter what you say. And they're right. Whatever the Pennsylvania Supreme Court says, if you can't do the ballot correctly, it shouldn't count. But the problem is this breeds all kinds of stuff. You know, the county who's among the most suspect in the last election, and it's still, I pay attention to this, it's still happening now. Delaware County. A lot of problems there. All right, Philadelphia, we know. Philadelphia, you know they're out of control. But Delaware County is one of the places that's had a lot of stuff going on. So how are we going to get people to trust this in the midterms and even more in 2024? The answer is Mastriano has to win. You got to get rid of mail-in balloting. If we still have mail-in balloting, anything can happen. All right, I'm coming to your calls. Don't forget the side question. Hit us with that food that doesn't get a lot of love. It's underrated. National Rice Pudding Day. We've already had a guy on Twitter tell us about this woman saying, bring over 2 pounds of rice pudding. What an unusual request. And we're monitoring to see if there is any update possible here, just giving us the slightest indication that the FBI or DOJ is going to hold a news conference or put out a statement saying, here's why we took this unprecedented step. Until they do, how could you make the case that any of this is above board? You can't. It fails. 855-839-1210. That'll get you in with me. All right, it's the Dom Giordano Show. You know, I'm looking at this, Dan, on Mediaite. I'm going to ask Mike Huckabee about this. His daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Mediaite says, blast FBI raid, promptly gets reminded she once said you're losing when attacking FBI agents. Okay, how long ago was that? And look, how many times do we have to say this? This is the game the left likes to play now with certain police, like the Capitol Police, who are incompetent. They are, up and down the line. They don't talk about the cops in Philadelphia supporting them. What Huckabee Sanders is saying here is it's not the average FBI agent. At least I'm not saying that. I don't think listeners are. But it's the infrastructure of the FBI, and it seems to filter down at least to the upper mid-level if I had to. Peter Strzok, people like that. The people that are involved at those levels of the FBI are part of something akin to the deep state. They don't want Trump. They want to go after Trump. Their politics, in some instances, appears to be leaning left, if not far left. And they're the problem. The average FBI agent, I'm not in the camp that thinks, oh, yeah, they're all in on it. I mean, they're taking orders like anybody else. But not just Christopher Wray, but a whole phalanx of these people in the FBI, particularly when it comes to Trump, deserve to be called out. And more than the FBI, it's the Justice Department who command that. That's where the real issue is. It's beyond weaponized. The biggest tell of it to me that I just can't get past, it's not even Hillary and Hunter Biden. It's when you're going after mom and dad, you creeps, at school board meetings, and that school board outfit that was trying to sig more of them on there, and we're going to investigate you. This is a national movement to scream at people at school board meetings. No, people were justly finally on to this. They were pushing back. They get 2 minutes, and they get lectured during that. Lawsuits, they win lawsuits. You have to continue to win school board elections. That's what it's about. So trying to say that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was wrong, she once did say you're losing when attacking FBI agents, per se, but the upper level to mid-level of the FBI is packed. And this guy, Christopher Wray, I don't care if it was Chris Christie, that's a part of the problem. Why did Trump ever go along with that? Because Chris Christie pushed this guy somehow or another, thinking, well, he was loyal to Christie, he'd be loyal in the FBI. I don't know that I can compare him to Comey, but he's willing to be part of this. It's Merrick Garland fueling this. So no, the FBI is a tarnished organization. Rather than the sense that people used to have of the FBI, they're now seen as just a political group all through, particularly with Trump. Maybe with all Republicans, but particularly with Trump, as we saw through the phony Russian collusion and everything else, they are tarnished probably beyond redemption. And that's mixed in with the fear that people have. What do you do if the FBI comes after you? As they did with Roger Stone outside in the pajamas, bringing scuba divers in, even with Manafort and whatever. They come after you in that way, they're going to do whatever the hell they want. That's what Newt Gingrich is saying. If there's no pushback here on the Trump front, they can do anything they want in America. Where's the recourse? The answer is, I don't see the evidence that there is it. So saying we're suspect of the FBI doesn't impugn the average FBI agent. Although I think there are people listening and say, I don't care anymore, Dom. I'm impugning the whole FBI. All right, I get the anger. They will not come forward and produce any evidence. So what are we supposed to believe? All right, coming up, you know how we feel about Krasnerland every Thursday at 4 o'clock. Are we seeing Krasner-like developments with Valerie Arkush over there in Montgomery County? Wait until you hear this tale, what she set up and the media hasn't talked about it. It's some kind of pre-bail program that our sources, one of them will be with us, are blowing the whistle on out there in Montgomery County. Montgomery County is Little Philadelphia at this point. You got to face facts. Can they make it Larry Krasner land part two? Straight ahead with Dom and most underrated food here. Side question of the day on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.